School districts and charter schools are often in competition for resources and students. A case in Charlotte shows that also extends to space. Veritas Charter School wants to lease a building from CMS. The school signed a lease, but now CMS has found another use for it and wants to break it. Under a new state law, county commissioners have the final say. They're scheduled to hear the case this week. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
Veritas founder Katie Ridenour long had her eye on the former Villa Heights Elementary School building just northeast of Uptown.
It is perfect for our size. It has a gym, a commercial kitchen, cafeteria, and a track.
A building like that is hard to find, but CMS was still using it for offices when Veritas began looking for a place to open the charter. Ridenour signed a $240,000 lease with the Muslim American Society, but the connection to Islam kept students away. So in a pinch, the school ended up renting space in a church. And then Ridenour heard Villa Heights was available. CMS had another tenant in mind, but Veritas leaders showed district lawyers a new state law was on the school's side. It requires districts to rent available buildings to charters free of cost, since those schools don't receive capital money.
For a building that we would get, you know, rent free, we just have to maintain the building. It's really hard to beat.
The catch was CMS could terminate the lease if the district found a use for the building. 2.5 months later, before Veritas could even move in, that's what happened. CMS wants to turn Villa Heights next year into a center to help Geringer students who have either dropped out or are at risk of doing so. The school board voted to terminate the lease at its meeting this month and fully reimburse Veritas for the $365,000 it made in improvements. Several school board members agreed with Eric Davis that the board's primary concern is CMS students.
As a board of education, it's pretty clear to me who we are being held accountable for their academic performance.
Tom Tate was one of two board members to reluctantly vote against terminating the lease, to the applause of Veritas parents.
May I also say that applause does not feel appropriate to me?
No, it does not.
It assumes that there is a simple decision to be made that you all think that there is, then there isn't. And the applause is simply irritating to me. I love y'all being here. I love your passion. But, you know, we're trying to do something that's serious for two different groups of people.
Veritas still hopes to begin moving into the school next month. The charter has appealed CMS's decision to county commissioners. The school can do so under the state law. County commissioners are scheduled to hear the case tomorrow, but they could decide to delay the case until December 15th in the hopes that CMS and Veritas can come to an agreement. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.